You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So as I told you guys yesterday, this is a good baseball team that's earned a very good position and a future and excitement for the last 6 weeks or last 7 weeks of the season. And we're looking forward to that. And that means there's challenges, man. Like, bring them on. We're not scared of these challenges, and the guys in there aren't scared of these challenges. You've got to earn playoff spots.
Listen to that.
Thuggish, Ruggish, and the Bone?
Yeah.
All of it? I was just in Cleveland a couple weeks ago, so I know all about it. But you know what?
I thought you'd have a better reaction to this.
Well, I mean,
Thuggish, Ruggish, Bone.
I enjoy it. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite song.
I posted the Kyle Schwarber statistics on Instagram with this song because it was his walk-up song, and it's a badass song. And you're like, what do you know about this?
I did say, what do you know about that?
And now you're not even going to react to it.
That was my fault. I disrespected you.
You did.
And your knowledge.
No, I wouldn't call it that. I understand. Like,
I didn't know that was your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, it's not my wheelhouse necessarily, but I like it.
I'm more of a Meet Me at the Crossroads.
Okay.
Kind of guy when it comes to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's just kind of like a badass workout song. And it just worked for Kyle Schwarber so perfectly because he's so, what? Okay, tell me what's on your mind.
No, because I listen to old school R&B when I work out. Like 90s R&B.
How do you get adrenalized doing that?
It keeps me composed and calm and everything else.
Oh, I got to have like Limp Bizkit rocking.
I can see that. See that I can
Nirvana
see.
Nirvana going hard. Yeah, that's out. But something like that, like Public Enemy, come on.
Okay, you want something a little more upbeat.
Can't trust this? Please.
Do you want to be upbeat right now?
I do. All right, here we are. It's the Rahimi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. And Marshall is feeling really good about the Cubs.
It's not that I'm feeling good about the Cubs. It's that all of you should be feeling good about the Cubs. The Cubs are ready to make a run.
Well,
there are
31
games left in the season, Mark Grody.
Uh-huh.
The Cubs are 5 games back from the best record in baseball, which just happens to belong to the Milwaukee Brewers in their division. They're going to catch the Brewers. Here's why.
What?
Here's why. 5 games, 5 weeks to play. They're going to make up a game each week, except for this thing is going to be down to 2 or 3 games in a matter of a week. Okay? Here's the thing you need to understand. Over the next week and a half, the Cubs are going to make up most, if not all, of that 5 games. Got that?
I think you are vastly underestimating what the Brewers have done.
No, I
don't like saying this,
no,
but the Brewers are really good.
You know who the Brewers are? Remember my Super Mario Brothers analogy where I said they had the star, they were invincible, just running through everything? Uh-huh. And I told you that star was wearing off, and it did. And then the Cubs beat them 3 out of 5 games. And then after that, they faced another team at home, mind you, that they lost 2 out of 3 against in the San Francisco Giants. So now, not only is the star worn off, but now Super Mario looks like he's been hit. And what happens when Super Mario gets hit? He goes from being Super Mario to just regular old Mario.
Oh, no!
So you really think that basically you're saying that what we've seen from the Brewers is not really the Brewers? Was it a 14-game winning streak? Is that what it was? That none of that was real?
I'm not saying it's over. And here's what I mean.
That would be saying that you are saying that that wasn't real.
No, I'm saying
because they got a 5-game lead. So you're saying they're going to choke.
It was a moment in time.
Dude, if you say like, and I'm all for it. If you're saying the Cubs are going to catch them, that is a colossal collapse for the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that does not collapse.
Here's why it's not a choke job. This is just simple analytics and run the numbers. 31 games left. Each team has 10 series. In fact, every team in Major League Baseball has 10 series left on their schedule. Here's the difference between the Cubs and everybody else. The Cubs have 7 games, 2 series out of 10 against teams with winning records. That's 4 games against the Reds in Cincinnati and 3 games at home against the Mets. Every other series they play will be against a team with a losing record. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
They have the second easiest schedule the rest of the way. The Cubs. Oh, with Kyle Tucker, who apparently has found himself. Meanwhile, the Brewers, half their series are against teams with winning records, including this just in the next 2 weeks. They will face Toronto on the road for 3. Who's winning the American League East right now?
They are leading the American League East.
They will face... The Phillies for 3? Who's leading the National League East? That'd be the
Kyle
Phillies.
Schwarber.
Well, yes, the fighting Kyle Schwarbers.
The bone.
They've got 3 at Texas. They've got 3 at San Diego and 3 against Cincinnati to end the season. So over the next 2 weeks, while they're facing the Blue Jays and the Phillies, the Cubs will be going Giants, Rockies, Braves, Nats. That's where the majority of that damage is going to be done if they don't erase all 5 games in the next 2 weeks.
Well, let's just hope that the Cubs continue to treat those teams the way they treated the Angels, because it hasn't always been that simple this year for the Cubs when they have played lesser opponents. Oftentimes, that plan has not worked. By the way, 312-644-6767 is the phone number here. If you agree with Marshall that the Cubs can ease, and you laid it out well, that they could overtake the Cubs. Now, here is why. Like, what you're saying is sensible. It's understandable that you would look at schedules and say, that's the lesser team. The Milwaukee Brewers have a harder schedule. Unfortunately, it just seems like, specifically with the Cubs, over the last 2 years, you may have had similar scenarios, and the Cubs failed to come through, and then all of a sudden you have an 82-game or 82 or 83 win season or whatever it was. Exactly the last. Was it 83 the last 2 years? 83-79? Where in 2023, Cubs choked. They had a 95% chance of going to the playoffs. They stopped hitting the baseball, and maybe they're through their slump. Maybe we're seeing the end of the offensive slump. But I do get worried when the weather starts to go cold. There better be enough of a streak or a sample size of the offense coming back to life. The problem here is that I just don't believe in the schedule thing as rote as maybe you do, and a lot of other people. There are texters that are agreeing with you for sure.
Do you believe in pitching?
I do.
Do you know where the Cubs starting pitching
number ranks? One since the All-Star break?
They've been unbelievable.
They have been, which is why if the Cubs do make the playoffs, I do subscribe to your theory of it's a short series and Matthew Boyd, Cade Horton, Shota Imanaga. Like, what's the order? Is it Shota?
Well, why is the Cade Horton like a question? Oh, it was about order, not order, whether or not Cade Horton. Order.
Can... Yeah. And look, Cade Horton has been great. He's been great. Am I ready to anoint him as a great pitcher? No, but he has been great lately.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, because the starting pitching has been so good, we know the hitting slumps. But even when the hitting slumps, did at any point they lose a series by getting swept in a three-game series while that hitting was slumping? No, they haven't been swept in a three-game series all year. They'll do just enough to stick around 500. Now we're seeing what they can do when the hitting is actually there. And my point is that pitching looks pretty good, the starting pitching.
Absolutely.
And so because the starting pitching looks good, you're going to be in every game. Rarely have they been blown out. It's been a lot of frustrating losses by a run, two runs, three runs. That's what it's been. Where is the offense?
Yeah.
If Kyle Tucker's hitting the way he's hitting, and the other guys are hitting the way they've been hitting, minus Seiya Suzuki, they should be fine. The magic number is 5, 59 and 11 when they score 5 runs. 59 and 11. But overall, this Cubs offense, this Cubs pitching staff, everything is lined up to do well. And the Brewers aren't invincible, which I've been screaming for 2 weeks.
No, okay.
The Brewers are not invincible.
No, dude, you're right. Here's what I think the Brewers are, though. And this is, and you're right about all that. Like, you're watching, they're a try-hard team that has to max out every game they play, and it's worked. You know what they remind me of? Was it 2 years ago? The Arizona Diamondbacks went to the World Series with a very similar style team. Do you remember that? I know it's hard to remember.
I disagree with some of the assumptions here.
They ran, that Arizona Diamondbacks team ran up a storm. Like, they would just steal bases. Good defense, but not the greatest hitting, if I recall correctly. But they were a max effort team, so like the formula was so good that they made it the World Series. And then who did they play? I know they got beat up pretty badly
in the World.
It was the Rangers. Yes, Tejas. Yes. So it ran out, but they got to the World Series like that. Unfortunately, that's the style of team that I think the Brewers are. Although I like the way you're talking. And by the way, I will say, because scared was my word a couple of weeks ago about the Cubs, right? Like, when things were starting to fall apart. And I've never said that the Cubs won't go to the playoffs, but I was scared. I was scared about things happening. I am less scared today. And part of it is...
But you're still scared.
Well, less scared. So yeah, I guess that would definitely indicate that I'm still scared. Not just because they're only 5 games back, because guess what happened to me?
What happened?
I have accepted Jesus Christ. No, I have accepted that... I'm sorry, I did a church service on Friday, okay?
Chuck Swerski and I presided over it.
So yes, I have accepted the Lord as my Savior. But also, I've accepted that the Cubs are going to be a wild card team. So I'm less scared now, because now I could say, oh, they're in pretty good position for the wild card.
Wait, when
so
you I'm were scared, you didn't accept that they were going to be a wild card team?
No, that was my whole point. Like, I wasn't ready to.
You thought the Reds were going to catch the Cubs?
No. I was still about the Cubs winning the division then. Like, I wasn't even thinking about the wild card. Remember the prediction I made way back when?
Well, yeah, that was a dumb prediction, and you've since corrected course. overcorrected, I might add.
Yeah, well, you guys hit me with it enough, so I had to correct myself.
It was just too early to be saying the things you were saying.
Oh, I got
to. I still think that Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 games.
That was on July 19th.
The congratulations of the Cubs. Even I can say I sound condescending right there.
7.5 games. It was 6.5, and they didn't win that day, so it didn't go to 7.5. But 6.5 games, now down by 5, but they've been down by as many as 9, right? And so by virtue of that, a 14.5 game swing at some point from the Cubs being up to the Cubs being down. Now they're back within 5, though.
Yeah, wouldn't you say, though, Marshall? By the way,
that was on July 19th when Mark Grody said that.
I took a screenshot today. I was reading in the Athletic. Happened to be reading Patrick Mooney's article, and he wrote at the top of the paragraph, he wrote, "Baseball." This is great. "Baseball is designed to make everyone's sweeping statements often look foolish." Did he write that because of me?
I don't think your statement was sweeping, though. I think your statement was just
foolish.
It should have been swept into the gutter.
Just foolish.
So anyway, bottom line is this. 5 games back, 31 to play. The Cubs are going to make up that ground.
Would it not be amazing to you, though, if the Cubs won the division? You're making it sound simple.
I don't think it would be amazing. I think it would be understandable based on what I just laid out.
I think amazing.
Follow logic.
Amazing or understandable? 312-644-6767.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.